I'll just lead off that today was a little different than normal OTAs. It was more of a training camp regimen. We had more time today, about 30 minutes longer. So we got a few more plays in with the players, as well as post-practice walkthrough. And in the interest of time, I'll leave it open to questions.
Mark, Cassim Green, Will Sutton, Chris Conte not here today. Any explanation for each of those?
All excused for personal reasons today. Family reasons, nothing out of the ordinary.
All three family reasons?
Yes.
You mentioned recently in an interview that Jay's got a little bit bigger.
Sounds like we agree to disagree on that, him and I, huh? I was watching him from upstairs.
Talk about that. And
yeah, I just think it's. I think the point's probably a little bit taken out of proportion. I did say that. I did think that he looked a little bigger. I didn't think he looks enormous. I just felt that up top, he looked to me like he was a little bit stronger. It was an observation, and I'll stand by that. And I think that he said it all. He didn't feel like he was, that much bigger or stronger, and I agree with him on that. But I felt that he did spend a little more time, or he got started early on his strength and conditioning with a long off season.
Is that what the goal in mind of avoiding?
No, I don't think that is any. Like I said, I don't know that has anything to do with it. It just was an observation based on how he looked to me when he came in the first day and on the 22nd in comparison to the year before.
What's your level of concern or confidence in your backup quarterback situation, and how does Jimmy Clausen fit in that?
Yeah, I think that it's just a wait and see. You know, all these guys are getting reps. We're flipping them around in there, giving them different plays, giving them groups to work with, and it's certainly too early to, any kind of collective decision. We're going to wait out the week. We'll see where we are in the next couple of practices. Try to make some collective decisions there, and we'll see where we go. But it's no different than it was when we talked the last time, whenever that was, is that we'll see how this thing plays out, and we got a lot of time to do that.
Is five too many to take to Bourbonnais?
I don't know that that's ever happened, in times I've coached the position. And the next 2 days certainly are critical for that. We're continuing to analyze the situation. It would be hard. We need legs at camp. But we'll see. I mean, we'll make that decision, and we don't even have to make it this week. We just have to make it, before the start of training camp. I think we've got five, viable guys. I mean, you take Jay out of it. We've got four guys that are really competing hard and all have the requisite skill set to play in the National Football League. We just got to continue to watch and see how it unfolds.
Does Jordan's injury situation raise any long-term?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, he worked through it today. He's certainly got better. He worked in practice today, and there was no real residual sign there. So he's never had any situation like that. It appears to be, in a pretty good place, and we'll see where we are tomorrow.
What's Craig Stelps' situation? We haven't seen him.
Yeah, he's still in a recovery mode from, the work he had this off season, and it's just day to day there, and he should. It's just leg related. I mean, I'm not trying to be standoffish. Leg related, and he appears to be healing.
What do you guys expect to see from EJ going forward?
Yeah, just hoping that he can be 100%. I mean, he's had an off season of work. He's working very hard out there. He's competing hard. When he's playing well, it's visibly noticeable. In terms of, what we can do at the middle linebacker position, but we have competition there, and he's certainly the lead dog there going in. But he does have competition.
Mark, using crowd noise in a minicamp practice, that's just a good way to test your quarterback.
You saw it today. If you saw it early, we had a couple of pre-snap penalties early. Everybody knows what we're up against early in the season. We got to go on the road early. We got to play in the noise. We just wanted to. Anything we can do during OTAs, just to give ourselves some practice working in an environment that we're going to have in training camp. We wanted to hit on that. So this is like a training camp day. We wanted to get some noise in. Tomorrow we got a barbecue, so we didn't want to throw noise out there with family, all over the building or outside, wherever we are. So we tried to get some of that in today, and that was the purpose for it, just to experience everything that we would experience during the course of the season and training camp at some time, during the OTAs and the mini camp.
Mark, Jay,
remember with last year when things started, you said it would take a couple of years for the offense to really learn everything and to get everything. What kind of growth have you seen from the end of last season, you know, through now?
Well, I think that just you know, having a sense for the verbiage. You know, he's been in so many different systems, but just being able to go back-to-back in the same environment, the same coaching environment, the same players around him, the same way, you know, just the way we do things and the way we say things, I think can, you know, allow him to, you know, enjoy more flexibility at the line of scrimmage and understand what we're trying to get to. He's, you know, each of these plays we have, there's a lot of different answers against a lot of different types of looks and coverages. And I think he's at a place now because he's had so much experience on these plays that, you know, he can utilize, you know, all the entire play to find the right answers.
Is he ahead of him where you thought he would be, or is he right around where
I never thought about that. I mean, Jay is incredibly smart football-wise. He's incredibly smart, but very smart football-wise, obviously. And he's, again, his ability to draw from, you know, all the different experiences he's had, both in the physical aspects of running these plays and then the mental aspect of having to read them out and find the right guy. I mean, just goes into, you know, his growth in the second year. Plus, he's working with the same people, which is, you know, really an advantage.
Will there be a plan this week for Julian Mills in this situation? He's sitting all week, or will he try to mix in
a little bit? Mix in?
Just practice a little more.
Yeah, you know, we're just going to keep flipping people around and trying to give guys work. And, you know, when you watch it, it might not be noticeable. There's really no pattern to how we're doing it. We're really kind of just flipping guys in and out, giving an opportunity to work specific plays. Or, you know, Jimmy Clausen hasn't been in here as long. You know, Fales is new. Jordan's been here years. So when plays come up, we try to you know, give them plays that they have more experience with.
I said Jordan Mills, I'm sorry.
Oh, You were talking about Jordan Mills. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, Jordan, you know, the situation with Jordan is he had a really good OTAs, and we just want to be smart on this foot of his and make sure it continues to heal properly, and it is. We just wanted to, you know, give him some time away.
Mark, what's your take on the impact of intangibles for a quarterback, you know, a guy who just by the sheer force of his will can make an offense run more efficiently? Is that a real impact, and do you think Jay, is Jay making strides in that direction?
Well, I think that, you know, it factor is a prerequisite to playing the National Football League and to play at this level. You know, the ability to make something happen when there's nothing there. I think Jay's showed on countless occasions throughout career that he can do that. He did it, and he did it as recently as last year in a number of situations. So obviously it factor combined with understanding of the offense, people around you, good protection. But I don't think there's any quarterback in the National Football League that without their intangibles, they would have a chance to play at a high level. I think Jay's one of those guys who can do that and has that it factor.
But can a quarterback make other players just focus better? You know what I'm saying? Just by being that kind of personality, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, I think that every quarterback, you know, stands in the huddle and he gives his entire team hope. You know, the ball starts with him. He's got to make it all happen. You know, with that in mind, I don't know that there's any more I can say to that. If the guys get in the huddle and they feel like their quarterback, you know, can't do the right thing with the football, whether it's all good or there's chaos back there and he's got to make something happen, that takes away from the confidence of the entire group. You know, I don't think that's the case with us, but that's what it factor does.
Mark, to that end, how much more efficient, thinking 12 months ago, with the last year you were installing versus this year, how much more efficient are practices with Jay, knowing what everything, or all the people knowing? Are you required to do less teaching? Are you taking more of a role in this?
No, I mean, we take the form every day of, you know, we're starting over. You know, it's assignment, it's alignments, it's adjustments, it's continue to repeat the verbiage, continue to, you know, customize plays. So I think that what we have is we have, number one is we have an understanding, we have relationships now with the players where we can, you know, move through the relationship into the science more, because there's no looking around trying to figure out where they're coming from or what they're trying to get done. There's mutual respect between players and coaches here, I believe, that enables us to grow, you know, and we got a lot of work to do. Ball was on the ground too much today offensively. We got a lot of work to do. We did a lot of new things. We had a lot of new principles in. So, didn't expect it to be perfect, but we're continually trying to grow and yet customize the offense, you know, to the guys that we have.
Mark, you mentioned, it's kind of curious or interesting, that Jay is very, very smart football-wise. Do you see a correlation between the kind of intelligence that we test for? Is there a relationship, or is football intelligence just something different?
You know, I'm not that smart to really answer that. I can answer it indirectly more than directly. I mean, you know, Jay's smart on multiple levels that go beyond football. He's very observant, and he's got a lot of great qualities, personality qualities that are making fun to be around him. But it's easy to talk football with him. You know, it's tough to coach guys if they don't understand football. You can't, they don't understand the language of football. And, you know, we're lucky here because, you know, we look around the room and we ask ourselves who's not smart, you know, football-wise, and we don't have that issue. We got an entire group of linemen that we can do just about anything with, and we got receivers we can line up anywhere, and we got a back who understands protection as well as the line does, and quarterback who understands the game and has experience. So, you know, but at the end of the day, we're still just trying to get better. We got a lot of work to do. It wasn't certainly where we wanted to be today, and you know, we'll move forward tomorrow to try to get better.
That affects how you can coach.
No doubt it does. No doubt. I mean, that's the fun part when you walk. You walk in the room, you know that if you're reasonable, you can give them anything, and because they love football, they're stimulated by it. So they're not. We don't want to bore them. We want to stimulate them any way we can with new football or new ways of teaching football or new concepts to excite them about it, but yet not inhibit their ability to still got to block the guy across from them, and they got to be physical, and it's a tough sport, and so we don't want to take that out of them and make it a mental game. We don't want to be a finesse team. We want to be a physical team. So there's a fine line to use their football intelligence in a way that we don't diminish the physicality and the toughness that goes with playing the game.
You mentioned, Mark, a little bit about DJ Williams being the
excuse me.
I know there's a competition at linebacker right
yeah.
now. Would it be a mistake to write off Bostic? I mean,
to write off anybody right now would be a mistake. We're not even close to. We got to start somewhere. We got a lot of competition on this football team. I talk to our players all the time. If you had to pick our 53 right now and our 46, it'd be very difficult to do it. The competition is deep, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but to win a position in offensive line here, to win a backfield position. I'm not talking about man. I'm talking about finishing out the 46 and 53. You know, who's going to be the fourth and fifth receiver possibly? Who's going to be the second and third tight end? Who's going to, you know, you could just go through the football team and at any position, and you know, we have a good idea who the starters are going to be, the guys who've been here, but after that, don't get hung up on any position right now because it's just too early, and it would be unfair to these guys because we're getting everybody a lot of reps and they're going to have a lot of opportunity before we get to. You know, end of August.
Well, Bostic's fast, though. He's got a lot of speed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about John collectively, I mean, he's working at all three different positions and certainly the Mike position. And he's competing at a really high level and has worked very hard and is right in the mix, no doubt about it.